I just love that song. My name's Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. And yes, it's still December the 19th. And so allow me to continue and welcome back. So we're talking to last few words, talking, well, about Canada politicians. Now, I'm going to say something that's really going to kind of shock you. Well, I think everything I'm going to say here is going to shock you, but that's okay. You've got a soul. If you've got a soul, you can handle it. If you don't, well, you're probably going to be really upset. So, you know, I can't win with everyone, but I'm trying to. Justin Trudeau with the Pelham Verify. And by the way, folks, people who have the Pelham, these are individuals I know very well. And I know that they're truly gifted, and these are the ones that I trust. Just want to say that. And this is for real. We have people that do this every broadcast to make sure that I'm not off track or to make sure that everything that I'm saying is truthful. And that's why we had to correct that northern southern lights, you know, because otherwise they said, no, Brian, it's not completely correct, which they've never done. They haven't done because I correct myself on the radio. Okay, Brian. Okay, Justin Trudeau. I just said his name, Justin Trudeau. So, oh my God, he's had a tough time. He's had a tough time as Prime Minister. It has not been easy. It has not been easy for his family. And the dark just attacks him like, oh my God. And, you know, he gets attacked. I get attacked. I mean, it's Doug Ford gets attacked. So many politicians that's up to late are getting attacked. And so, again, with your pen and verify this, within the last 10 days, I'm going to explain the crystal lattice. Can I say this, Father? Yes. He says yes. Okay. Within the last 10 days, Justin Trudeau was supposed to be assassinated. Somebody was supposed to kill him and be successful kill him. Now, take the pen and verify. Is that true? Is that statement true? Yeah. Also verify, did I change the matrix for Justin Trudeau so this would not happen? Verify the pen. Is that statement true? Yeah, so it's not going to happen, but at the meantime, I'm asking the RCMP, I'm asking CSIS, I'm asking all Ottawa police, everybody that's in charge of detail that protects the Prime Minister to be on extra alert. And anyone who is opposed to Justin Trudeau in such detail should not be allowed to protect the Prime Minister. I'm asking for you to have that person removed from detail. Okay, so now, we're talking about bad karma. And in this situation, we're talking about some key politicians that do not have bad karma. And this is very good for relationships between Canada and the United States dealing with the president-elect and the vice-president-elect. Justin Trudeau does not have bad karma. Same with Zagmeet Singh. Yeah, I always have a tough time with his first name, you know. Always do. I guess it's just tough, but he doesn't have any bad karma. And Elizabeth May, you don't have any either. And I remember doing an interview with Elizabeth May years ago. I loved her. And the reason why I interviewed her, even though she has a U.S. connection, is she loves Canada. I mean, she absolutely loves Canada. Pelham people, verify. Is that true? She loves, the real who she is loves Canada, right? Yeah, you know, because we have, there's a fake personality and then there's the real who we are. And so people with the Pelham, whenever you discern somebody, ask the question on the real person, not the fake. You make sure you're always asking for the real person. And so these three individuals, Justin Trudeau, Zagmeet Singh, I got it right, good, Elizabeth May, okay, they don't have any bad karma to go through. However, and I'm only going with a few, Pierre Polyev. How do you say that? Polyev. I don't want you cutting this out, okay?
While we're on the short subject, Jagmeet.
Okay, Jagmeet. Okay, let's just stick to Pierre and let's stick to Legault. Legault in Quebec. Okay, I'm trying. I just got off my spaceship and I'm just, give me a break. Oh, that is funny. So they have bad karma to go through. And we all have good and bad karma to go through, but they have bad karma. So what does that mean? It means that they're going to go through a rough time on some issue. But it also means it's better for these two individuals, Pierre and Legault, to work with the other three. And it's very important for Justin Zagmeet and Elizabeth to work together. They have to be tight. They have to be strong because we need everyone coming together as one. That's what we need. You have to be on the same page. If you want me to come up and visit with you and do a lecture, I'll talk to the whole parliament, members of parliament, without notes. I don't care. But today I've got notes in front of me because there's so much information that I have to go over. It's so much, I can't believe it. I said, Father, I can't remember all this stuff. And he's not going to give me all this information the way I need the information to be presented. But I'm here to help. And I love the Canadian people. I don't like the U.S. approach to our system to divide us, conquer and divide. Try to, let's have the premier of Quebec go to Notre Dame. Let's meet the president-elect. Would you mind, Lugo, can you, let's work together and let's get you to separate from the rest of Canada. Let's work something out. Not cool. It's not cool. So, what am I thinking here? So, the bad karma. Thank you, Father. The president-elect owes Canada the following bad karma. This, and you can take the pen and verify it again. He's not allowed to succeed in Canada becoming the 51st state. He's not allowed to. Because the crystal lattice is programmed. The crystal lattice is where we get our thoughts from when I was Albert Einstein. I spoke a little bit about the crystal lattice, but not too much because I didn't want people to think I'm crazy. And again, I was gifted and I told people I was a genius just that people would not think I'm crazy. If they thought I had a gift, some special gift, some entity working through me, they said, this guy's crazy. But I have the Christ working through me. And even that, if Einstein made a statement like that, his theory of relativity and everything else would just be poo-pooed. His name wouldn't be mentioned today. So people would depend on verify it. Is that statement true, what I just said? Yeah, sure, of course. And the bad karma for the president-elect is he's not allowed to sink the Canadian economy. In fact, he's not allowed to sink any world economy. And the people of Ireland, you don't need to worry about anything, okay? I've got your back. I am the Matrix. And I'm doing some work, changing the crystal lattice to protect you. So I don't want you throwing yourself underneath the bus. I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear it. You're good people. 5 million plus people. You don't deserve to be slaughtered. The Irish people, you're good. I know that. So, well, in the next bad karma, he's not allowed, president-elect, he's not allowed to go to war with Canada. He did before. He did throughout history. We'll get to that in a moment. He did. So what is this 51 state all about? Now, we're going to get into the good stuff here. Number one, you've got to believe that we've had other incarnations. If you don't, you're just going to, just turn everything off. Don't listen to anything I'm saying. If you don't believe in other incarnations, I'm just going to make you too upset. I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. So, what is this all about? James Madison, James Madison. Yeah, he was at one point the president of the United States, around 1809 to 1817, part of the 1812 war. And he was born into a rich family. And he was really dissatisfied by a weak national government, Articles of Confederation. He was really upset over that. And he helped to organize the Constitutional Convention, which strengthened the Republican government against the Democratic Assembly. So there you go, Democrats, Democrats, Republicans against Democrats. It was there back in 1809, 1817. It was already there. It's already there. And he came from a rich family. He had 100 slaves. Tobacco farming. Yeah, he was something else. And he was motivated to acquire land held by Britain, Spain, and Native American. Rather, Native Americans. I mean, you're going to see something. You're going to be shocked. Then after diplomatic protests regarding trade embargo, fueled to end British seizures of American shipping goods. Basically, the British basically seize American ships. There's something going on back then. And he's kind of known as the father of the USA Constitution. And guess who this man is? James Madison, past life. Who is he today? Who do you think he is? You're saying it. You got it right. Donald Trump. Donald Trump was James Madison. So I need governments worldwide. I need the Canadian government. I need you to get scholars. I need you to understand James Madison. Understand that history. It is about to repeat itself. I need you to understand this. Then you will know what you need to do. And you need to be brave. You need to be very brave. I'm just verifying. Some of you already know what I'm talking about. Doug Ford. He's there. But I'm just giving you some additional information that I verified that was true. When the 1812 war ended, the Americans ended the war saying that it was
inconclusive.
Inconclusive. You can take that part out after. So there you go. So that's one reason why Donald Trump called Justin Trudeau a loser. I'm going to get into that in a second here. But he presided over the creation of the Second Bank of the United States, James Madison. I've always been concerned with any president who takes charge that will basically dismantle the Federal Reserve. I've always had a big problem with that. And I hope that's not what he's going to do. I hope not. James Madison, he enacted the tariffs of 1816. Now, there were prior tariffs prior to that. That was more for raising money for the government. But this is the first tariff which the explicit function of this tariff was protecting U.S. manufactured items from overseas competition. And so he wants to do it again. That's what he wants. Here's the thing. It's not very easy to change the spots on the leopard. This is where I'm going with this. Okay? You got to be able to put two and two together. And as the government does more research, governments around the world, the Canadian government, you do more research, you're going to be able to, see the spots, that they're the same spots before and now. And James Madison, he took 26 million acres from the natives. 26 million acres. And he did it through either treaty or war. So he's programmed that if he doesn't get his way, he goes to war. He takes it by force. Wow. And it's been reported that out of the 100 slaves that he had, he only freed one. And he did that to avoid some sort of rebellion on his plantation. Now, I think he actually freed more, but that's what's reported. So it's really, really, I mean, you can just see how he is. Because he has a connection with the blacks, treating them unfairly in this incarnation, where in New York he was kicking all the black people out of these apartment buildings in New York. They had no place to go, and he just tore the buildings down. There's something. So there's something there. I'm not trying to judge or criticize him. That's who he is. That's who he is. We can't change him. That's his program. That's his program, and it's a tough program. So, the crystal lattice. Is where we get our thoughts from. So the crystal lattice is it could be controlled by the dark side. It could be controlled by the light side. And during this period, 1809-1817, the crystal lattice mostly was controlled by the dark side. But however, there was one time, and this is the War of 1812. At the time of that war, the crystal lattice of the light was in charge. And because of that, the United States did not take over Canada. It's because of that we are Canadian. The crystal lattice of the light is God. And God protected Canada from James Madison. He protected Canada. And in another way, he protected Americans. Americans and Canadians. The true Americans and the true Canadians, we love each other. We should not allow ourselves to be divided. We need each other. For years and years, we got along so well. Now you're about to hear a bunch of lies that will try to divide us, try to divide states within the United States, and try to divide provinces within Canada. Just know that what I'm saying is true. And we need to embrace each other. We've done this for years. And it's not necessary to change. We're going to go to break now. And I got something I got to think about. There's no question about, I get really upset when I'm, just for a moment, when I'm thinking about the possibility of both United States and Canada, and along with the allies and NATO, everyone else, the other countries around the world, all of a sudden that it is broken up and then it's reformed into different countries that form different alliances. And then we have different problems, but much more serious problems. And on my watch, I don't care how you are, I don't care who you are and how you are. I have two thoughts coming through me at the same time, but I'm not going to let any one human being start World War III. I'm not going to approve it. And it'd be very wise for anyone who's thinking of going to World War III, you now, when you cross over, you will suffer. You will suffer dearly. You have no one to protect you. But you will suffer dearly. And I'm not going to tolerate World War III. And I'm not going to tolerate anyone who's going to break up this country, Canada, or other countries, or break up the United States. I'm not going to tolerate. Because I have to make votes on the Spiritual Council to correct things, and I will make the appropriate vote to protect everyone. And that's my word, to the best of my ability. Let's go to break.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back. I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know I love forever. I know no matter what. If only tears were laughter, if only night was day, if only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm. No matter where it's barren, a dream is being born. Thank you.
That's all that matters to me. No matter what, that's all that matters to me.